The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Another embarrassing home defeat as the Cowboys fall to 3-6 to one of their biggest, maybe their biggest rival, the Philadelphia Eagles. 34-6, Eagles get the win. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus here at the Miller Lite Field Club. Brought to you by the National Medal of Honor Museum. Join the mission at mohmuseum.org. And we'll also have our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt joining us here. Brought to you by AT&T, the official 5G innovation partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And Bobby, I would just like to start off with one of your tweets in one of the things that, you know, stood out to you when you were talking with Jerry. I saw, you know, Patrick Walker said, listening to CeeDee Lamb post-game, he said, "I couldn't see the ball, couldn't see the ball at all, the sun," in reference to his end zone drop that they then ended up having to settle for three on fourth and goal from the five after they got the ball back thanks to a Jalen Hurts fumble forced by Micah Parsons, recovered by Maris Leofau. CeeDee says, "Would you be in favor of curtains?" He said, "Yes, 1,000%. What was Jerry's reaction to the curtain talk?
His exact quote was, "Well, let's tear the damn stadium down, build another one. Are you kidding me?" And then he said, "Somebody asked him about the sun." I said, "What about the sun? Where's the moon?" So that's Jerry's thought, is that it doesn't sound like he's too interested in doing anything about the sun or anything else. And he says, "We know exactly where the sun's going to be when we have the coin toss." He's pointed out that everybody who comes into this stadium is playing against the same thing. It's not just them. And so that was kind of his thought on it. But it was a very, I don't know what the exact tone was. It's getting harder and harder, I feel like, to get a good read on, you know, what version of Jerry you're seeing, whether it's angry Jerry and it's thinly veiled, or whether you're seeing a frustrated guy, or whether he's exasperated. But I think tonight it just felt like he definitely disappointed. He's just at a point where he just, I think he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, was he proud of his defense? Did he make any points about talking about his defense and the way they played, at least for the first half?
I didn't hear anything specific to that when he was talking. A lot of what he was talking about was just the fact that, you know, he took a lot of blame early on in his comments, and I know they've got him back at the studio, and you guys will play him at some point. But he makes a comment in there where he says, you know, essentially that they weren't good enough and they haven't been good enough.
That's
and kind of shoulder some of it where he's like, I'm responsible for what we put out there.
Absolutely.
So I put them out there. And so he repeatedly said that he apologizes to the fans and he's sorry for the fans and he's sorry that this is what they put out there. But, yeah, it seems like he did mention he thought the offense was going to be much better than it was today, even with having to put Cooper Rush and Trey Lance in there. I think he was very surprised at how that went.
I'm surprised he thought it was going to be better without
his
starting
quarterback
in there. Yeah,
you know. Not better than it had been. Better than what they showed.
Well, it certainly was the worst version of Cooper Rush we've ever seen.
Yeah. That was pretty bad. I believe it was on his, how many completions did he have? 13, 14, something like that.
But they ran more plays than he had passing yards.
Yeah, his completed air yards on 14 completions or whatever it was like 15 air yards.
Yeah.
It was, there was nothing that they could complete down the field. This is a bad football team, and they don't have their quarterback. And that's kind of where things stand at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby, to me, the reaction to the curtains is just the stubborn nature of how this thing's been run now for 30 damn years. you're taking points away from your own football team. Your top paid receiver is saying, I'm in favor of curtains. I couldn't see the football in the end zone. It took away 6 points. Put damn curtains up. But you're too stubborn to do that. Just like you're too stubborn to make any changes when it comes to actually bringing in a general manager because you think you're the smartest football guy known to man or to mankind. It's frustrating. It's annoying. And I think everything he's saying now, the fans are tuning out. And I feel for those players that have to listen to him go in there and talk afterwards.
Yeah, and I totally understand all of what you're saying there. I think that one of the things Jerry would probably say is, and I think we have heard him say, is not only just other teams have to come in here and play against this, but our guys should be better equipped. And so at that point, it could potentially be more advantageous. We have guys that are used to playing in this, and the other team has to come in here and deal with it. Just like the, Brian, the old crown of the stadium, Texas Stadium. Where it's like, you know what? Yeah, is that great for everybody? No, but our guys have played with it more often, so it's a tactical advantage.
The gust of winds at the old Meadowlands.
I think that's part of what they would say. And I would also say that, you know, you can say that you feel bad for the players having to stand in there and hear it or whatever else. I think there's a counter to that to be said. You feel bad for Jerry having to stand up there and come up with all the different arguments for why this bad football team still has a shot and why these players who just are not very good at all have a shot. And guys, the guys that you do have that are good playing way below where they've been in the past. But ultimately, I mean, that's an organizational-wide thing that everybody has to shoulder.
Well, I'll tell you, just me personally, you know, and I, after last week, Bobby, you know, being on the road here there in Atlanta and dealing with Zeke being inactive, you know, I was sitting there thinking, okay, this is all kind of coming to a head right now. You know, you've got bad football going on, and then, you know, Ezekiel missing meetings or being late for meetings and just all the things that as a general manager you have to go through. And then you now say, okay, well, hey, bring him back, everything's cool. Let's inactivate, you know, Dalvin Cook, and let's give the ball. And, yeah, that was the first fumble that Zeke's ever had in his career down in there in the, you know, the red zone. I mean, it's the first one he's ever had. But that's just, as a general manager, that's you on, hey, let's bring him back. Let's bring him back. Let's keep going. Let's keep, you know, when there was really no reason to bring him back. You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah.
You know, he should apologize to the fans for still having Ezekiel Elliott on this team. You know, as a general manager, if you're looking for reasons to, like, okay, and he was the main reason, I believe, that Zeke's here now. And maybe the main reason why they did not take a running back in the draft, because they're like, well, huh, we got Zeke here.
Yeah,
you know, we got Zeke.
They made that deal right after draft weekend, right? So it was something where they knew, like, all right, this is our fail-safe.
They knew they were going to bring him in. So to me, but everything, you know, a general manager would help his head coach and say, hey, I'm not, if he's missing, if he's late and having issues and all this, I'm moving on and I'm going to help my head coach and do it that way. I think Mike McCarthy's looking at this like, there's, you know, hey, if you want to play Zeke, you're the general manager, play
right.
Zeke. But I look at things that Jerry kind of look at himself and say, decisions that he's made along the way has hurt this football team this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that all that's fair. Look,
maybe Zeke should have been out there carrying the football after what we went through last week with him.
Rico Dowdle's on pace for 100 yards rushing.
Yeah.
He had a 19-yard run on that drive. You take him out, and then they subbed Ezekiel Elliott in, and he rewarded you with a fumble at the 4-yard line.
Now, look, Rico Dowdle hasn't been great in the red zone this year.
He fumbled against Pittsburgh.
He's been bad down there, so I understand that. But that can't be your solution, I don't think, is just, well, let's give it to Zeke. Look, I think there were a lot of problems. This was an awful day for Mike McCarthy.
I think it was an awful day for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, no, Jerry Jones too. But to me, it's like
Mike McCarthy.
That was a terrible game plan to run in there with.
Their offense just isn't good enough.
No, it's a historically bad offensive performance.
At right tackle.
It was terrible. They take the ball to start the game. They punt again, 3-and-out. Right. So now you set up the Eagles with the opportunity to score in and out of half. Fortunately, your defense tried. They didn't score coming out of half, and then you go 3-and-out. Fumble, 3-and-out, interception. The offense was atrocious, and he is an offensive-minded guy. And I feel for a lot of those coaches, right? I mean, It's probably going to be a bunch of changes, and though they have families, and a lot of them are really, really good people, and it's tough to talk about from a personal level, but it's also a production-based business that they're in.
Yeah, and it's been
Mike
5
McCarthy's
years.
Offense has not been good. They made a couple of tweaks coming out of the bye last week. Maybe that was all Dak Prescott. I don't know. We've heard a variety of different things. Nobody's got one consensus answer, but for whatever reason, that was a flash in the pan. And when they went up against good defenses, the offense couldn't do much.
I thought this quote was interesting from Jerry. He talked for maybe 6 minutes outside the locker, and then he starts walking to his car. And as you know, that'll go on for another 5 or 6 minutes with a smaller group that follows him to the elevator. But one of the things he said there, he said, there is in my mind a lot of accountability when the receiver is having trouble getting open or where there has to be accountability directed to somebody other than just the player.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And so, I mean, I think at that point, that's...
Well, he said, in a what show did he say when he was talking about scheme?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he said design... He used... I'm sorry, I don't want to misquote him.
He used some synonym for scheme. Yes.
Yeah, he was talking about, and he said it on our station about talking about scheme.
It was with your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I think that...
He's not happy.
I don't think he's going to make a move in season.
No, but he
no,
can...
I don't
he
think
can
so
su-
he
can
but I think,
suggest...
But I think his mind is made up for... the end of the season.
But he can suggest to Mike, and it could be a hard suggest, but he could say, Mike, you need to step back and let me see if Brian Schottenheimer can call plays. That's a hard ask for somebody that's about to get fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or his contract not be renewed.
No, 100%, and that's – but you know what? You are kind of in a spot now where it's been set up this way that I'm sorry that's – the position you may get put in as you're fighting for your job, but you got to 3-6, you know, under the circumstances of fighting for your job. And so, I don't know. I mean, I think that one thing that made it clear to me today, I know he had an interception and Trey Lance didn't look great either, but one of the things that I came away with watching Trey Lance and his ability to move around was I thought to myself, you probably have a more competitive chance today if Trey Lance is starting and you're just running read option all day.
100%. And Brian has said exactly that. Go to a college-based offense. That's the one thing about Trey Lance is he gives you the threat with his legs. You need something right now.
Make defenses have to play against a college offense.
Yeah.
Make them have to defend. Because you know what happens? Teams aren't always disciplined. Teams are not always disciplined. We see what happens when you play the Ravens. You know, and have to deal with that. And we used to see with that with the Eagles a little bit with Jalen Hurts when you had to deal with that. So that's the best chance for Trey Lance is to play that college RPO offense, you know, and kind of maybe do something a little bit different to get you guys going.
The last question he got asked about in his availability, Jory Epstein from Yahoo had asked him, you know, what goes into the criteria the rest of the way for you to say Mike having a successful season?
Yeah.
And he said that his criteria has always been the same, how we're playing, or my criteria has always been how we're playing, or do we have an edge fundamentally? Are we competitive? Are we competitive when we're down? Those kinds of things. Not as much, obviously, the score, but he says that's kind of what he looks for is competitive. It's basically fight is what it sounded like. And today, I don't know that I saw a team that quit, but I didn't see like a team that was out there.
He's really struggling at certain spots of his team.
Yeah.
He's struggling right now at left corner because he's got a rookie out there. He's struggling with right tackle, which he probably didn't think was going
to
happen.
Oh, and I want to throw a lot of praise out to Jake Ferguson. I know he had the fumble and he didn't make a huge difference, but like that's one guy who I thought I saw deep in the fourth quarter. That guy was fighting for every yard he could.
Ferguson cares.
I think we're going to find it awesome. Richards played okay in this game.
Richards looked good. I was talking to Big Nate Newton up in the press box, and he mentioned how he was impressed had looked. So
yeah, the Steel stuff, I every game I come out thinking Steel was really bad.
He was good last week.
Yeah, and I thought the same thing last week. Then I went back and watched the game on the All-22, and Steel wasn't that bad. Yeah. You know, the pass – now, granted – that's not a good pass rush against Atlanta. They still had some success.
He was better than a lot of the other guys you had in the offensive line.
But, yeah, I thought – Steele, I didn't think was your big problem last week. Now, maybe today it's a different result when we go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there felt like there were a lot of issues today outside of just were you protecting Cooper Rush. It felt like, I mean, you couldn't complete
it. I just didn't feel like Cooper Rush was interested in throwing the ball down the field.
No,
and I don't know if the design was for him to check it down or throw it 0 yards, you know, and hope for run after catch.
0 for 6 on attempts 10 yards or more down the field.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I know, underthrown footballs, it was pretty brutal. I mean, it really, really was. And I know, I mean, you said it was a bad day for Mike McCarthy. I agree. I do lean it was a worse day for Jerry, and I'm piling on right now, but it's true, and he deserves that right now. He was the one that decided to keep the coach after you get obliterated at home and embarrassed in front of everybody after the wild card game. And we're all looking at each other like, how can you bring Coach McCarthy back? I get you had 3 straight 12-win seasons. That's tough to do. Mike McCarthy's a winner. He's had a lot of success. But it doesn't seem like he's going to be able to get you over the hump here. Hell, maybe nobody can because of Jerry.
Yeah,
that might be the case. We've seen that now for 30 years. But now you're sitting in it. Now you're laying in the bed that you've made. You shouldn't fire the coach, probably, because you wanted to bring him back. Let him ride it out. Go ahead.
Oh, he's going to let it ride him out.
A lot of the guys that you've decided to pay, they're not living up to those expectations either. We just talked about one in Terrence Steele that they gave a second contract to. Now, CeeDee Lamb, hey, he can't help it who's throwing him the football, but that's a guy who's not living up to that pay right now either. Micah is a guy that wants to get paid. Today, I think you saw a good second quarter. Probably need some more from him,
Probably
too.
Probably got wore down, too, like everybody else.
Diggs finally had a big interception for you. But that's something we've been talking about the last few weeks as well. The return on the investment. Who they've decided to give second contracts to. Who they haven't. Guys that they've let walk. Hey, Dante Fowler Jr. is having a hell of a season with the Washington Commanders right now. He's got 8 sacks. He had 2 more today. 8.5, I believe. Followed his old defensive coordinator buddy Dan Quinn over there. So you
Biotis
wonder why
has been good.
You got issues with your depth. A lot of it left, and a lot of it went to Washington, and now they're 7-3, and they're leading the division. So some of the decisions that this team's made, it all comes back to one person. If he wants to get the praise and GM of the year when things are good, he's going to have to take this right now when it's bad.
Yeah, I think that's all fair, and I think that's going to be his standard line the rest of this year too, though, is because he says the buck stops with him. I think he's going to talk about shouldering that, and that'll be his means of, all right, let's keep some of this off them while I figure out what I'm going to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.